So, good morning, folks. It's 10:45. We'll start in a few seconds. Folks sitting in the back, I think the slides are going to be okay, but when we get to the demo, the text is going to be a little smaller. So, I mean, if you like, you can come and sit in the front. So, thank you. This is the topic that we're going to talk about today, adding intelligence to Dynamics AX. Dynamics AX has been intelligent, but we'll see how we can use Cortana Intelligence Suite and some of the cognitive algorithms, how we can include that in the business processes within Dynamics AX. And my name is Melinda Vitarana, and I'm a program manager in the R&D team based in Redmond. My team actually owns the framework in the product. So thanks again for coming. I know it's a long walk, and I know it's a big conference, so thank you. So here's what we're going to talk about, and here's how we're going to go about talking. You know, fundamentally, there's lots of data, you know that, but the idea in an ERP is how do you use that data to take some action, you know, understand what's going on, obviously with a view of taking some action. Now it's a journey. You know, there's lots of challenges to be encountered. So let's talk a little bit about that journey. How do you advance that journey? And I wanted to also show you some of the ready-made analytic content in Dynamics AX. The idea is to give you a jump start, a head start, so you can start that journey, you know, not from step zero, perhaps, a little bit more advanced. Now, obviously, in that journey, fundamentally, what we're saying is, yes, there's a lot of data in Dynamics AX, and you know that's what powers forms and all that good stuff inside Dynamics AX. But in order to take that and give it to the, feed it to the analytic algorithms, if you will, you need to get data out of Dynamics AX. So let's talk about how we get data out and how specifically we get it out for advanced analytic scenarios. And we will talk about this idea of entity store. You may have heard about it. I'll show it. You can use it now. Now, okay, we've taken the data out. Now, the next step is we need to feed it into machine learning algorithms. We need to, and there are some pre-built algorithms published by Microsoft. They're called Microsoft Cognitive Services. And let's see what some of those algorithms are. And let's do a little hands-on experiment about, like, how do you actually take some data, feed it into one of these algorithms. It's actually a lot easier than you think. Of course, as IT admins, as IT managers, you know, we'll talk about how you can empower your users to use these algorithms fairly easily. But of course, you know, when you think about building these algorithms into Dynamics AX, maybe as an application developer or an ISV, we certainly ship some of those algorithms out of the box. We'll show you how it's all nicely wired up. And let's also talk a little bit about the Cortana Intelligence Suite. Obviously, there's a suite of tools with which you can do a lot more, and we have done some. And let's spend a little bit of time talking about a customer scenario, a real-life customer who's using these algorithms. So that's basically what we're going to talk about today. For the next 75 minutes. And just a quick show of hands. How many are in IT, IT admin and IT management? Okay, great, quite a few of you. How many are systems implementers or consultants, developers? Okay, great. Do we have any architects? Yeah, quite a few, great, okay. So, you've probably seen this slide many times over, which is great because it explains, it's a slide that I like a lot. It's a slide that within Microsoft we use a lot. Fundamentally, it talks about like the journey from data to action. So, you know, you have data in many, many shapes and forms, and in an ERP, obviously, it's very close to our heart because we're sitting on a lot of valuable data. Now, how do you turn data into action? You know, if you will, if you think about, you know, maybe 20 years ago, you know, there was this notion of reports. So you would enter data, you would run a report, and somebody would take a look at that report. Maybe that was printed on a paper with perforated, you know, edges and stuff. You'd take a look, and then you'd try to understand what the hell is going on. Now, the idea behind that was, you know, you take a report, maybe that's you know, maybe you've done this a couple of times, so immediately when you look at it, you know what needs to be done. You know what action needs to be taken. But in some other cases, it's a little bit more difficult, so perhaps you would take a couple of different reports. Maybe you try to run through some parameters, filter the report, look at smaller segments of data. You know, the idea is that it takes a little while for you to understand what's going on, what the data is telling you. And then, of course, you had to think about what to take action, and then finally you took a decision, took some action. So the first step was static reports. Now, the next step, you know, when you're thinking about it a little bit more, the idea is that with a static report, what you really did was you were pivoting data around. You were trying to filter the data, or you were trying to look at it from a different angle, with the idea of understanding perhaps trends, understanding what this data is telling you. Now, an interactive dashboard is, you know, when we talk about interactive dashboards, we'll see in a little bit what Power BI does. Power BI lets you explore data real time. The technology has come a long way. Now you can, with, you know, in-memory BI and in-memory analytical engines, you actually can explore data real time. You can draw charts real time, and it brings the data, and it tells you the answer right away. So it's the next step in case of reporting. So you have the idea of interactive dashboards. You can you know, ask questions of data. You can play with data. You can understand what's going on. But still, I mean, you need to decide what this data is telling you, and then you need to do something about it. Now, Power BI will help you go to the next step. For an example, as a user, your users, when they get comfortable with understanding data, when they get comfortable with playing with data, looking at trends, you know, in a while, you get the idea that, hey, you know, if I see this trend, I'm going to do this. Whereas if I see that trend, I need to do something different. So what Power BI will help you do, and certainly perhaps the next step, is the data will try to predict, this is what's going to happen. So as a human, when I see a trend, from my prior experience, I know that this trend is not going to, you know, this is a good trend or a bad trend. That prediction the systems will give you. So the idea is the system is helping you navigate tons of data, and it's giving you some trends, it's highlighting some predictions for you, and hopefully, you know, you can get to a decision, you can get to action sooner. You will see that in Dynamics AX. We have demand forecasting scenario that ships with the product. You will see these capabilities being built into Power BI as well. Now, the next step is really in understanding some of the most common decisions. Now, as a human, yes, the system will predict, and you can understand, and perhaps you can take an action. But imagine the routine things that you need to do. For an example, you know, expense reports. Yes, there are certain rules. You know, if your report is less than $25, it's auto-approved. That's great. But there are certain cases, there are certain employees who do routine things, and then perhaps instead of you having to go through each expense report, just blank, you know, click a button, maybe the system can do that for you. And that's where recommendations come in. So the idea is the systems can, by looking at data, understand some of the common patterns. Either the systems can show those patterns or maybe ask you, or maybe sometimes they can do things automatically. So, you know, that's a journey. That's the journey from data to action. And, you know, yes, we started 20 years ago. Yes, we started with reports. It doesn't mean that reports are going to go away. Reports are still needed. But the idea is, as we move ahead, you know, we should think of stepping up this pyramid and get to a point where we use a combination, where we use a mix of these technologies in specific scenarios. And that's exactly why we call it a journey. So let's see how we can help you with that journey. Now, we talked about static reports, and in our prior versions of Dynamics AX, we shipped lots of reports. But fundamentally, what you'll see in Dynamics AX, the new Dynamics AX, Dynamics AX 7, is that we are making a conscious decision to move a lot of the reports from the left-hand side to Power BI. So let's see what some of these reports are. You know, there's basically four kinds of reports in Dynamics AX. First is the operational controls. So imagine that you're a supervisor or you're a receivables person, you're facing customers, you're doing something. You know, we want visualizations to appear in the form in context to what you're doing. The idea is that the insights that you need is shown in that experience itself. And it's real time, it just changes as data changes. You know, that's what we call operational controls. That's a report. The next kind of reports are documents, things like invoices, purchase orders, customer statements that need to be printed. Maybe it needs to be printed, or maybe it needs to be printed and mailed to a customer, or maybe it needs to be printed and put in a box. Now, the idea in those statements is that it has to be print formatted. It has to be precision formatted, and you might need to print it in a batch, like 2,000 of them may have to be printed at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's a very different kind of reports, and we use SSRS framework for those reports. Financial statements are a special category of reports. They're used by accountants, and it's a special subset of reports. But for everything else, we would like you to think about Power BI, and that is definitely the direction that we're heading. Fundamentally, what we are saying is if it's not one of the first three, Power BI should be the tool that you choose, right? And the reason also is, it'll help us get to our journey faster. Now, you'll find a new word that we use for Power BI. We call it data exploration. You know, you might be used to the word called self-service reporting. You may have heard of a word called ad hoc reporting. Those were the words we used in the past. Now we call it data exploration. Why? Because if you really look at self-service reports, or if you look at ad hoc reports, what the users typically did is, they wanted you to build a report with lots of parameters so that they could run a set of parameters, get the report. Now that's not what they need, so they would go back, enter a different set of parameters, and then generate that report again. Now, we had this feature called auto-report in Dynamics AX. The idea was that you could go into any page, hit Control-P, and it'll create a report for you. What did the users do after they created the report? Does anyone know? What did they do? Yes, export to Excel. And then they printed a chart, or they created the pivot that they wanted. So fundamentally, what we were saying is, yes, you were exploring data. It's just that you were using the wrong tools for that. You either used SSRS or you either used, you used something. But what you were really doing is data exploration. So fundamentally, we're going to not talk about this thing called ad hoc reporting or self-service reporting. We're going to say data exploration. And we have technologies to actually enable you to explore data that is in Dynamics AX in a near real-time fashion. And we have a session coming at 2 o'clock. We'll talk more about it there. But the idea is, we would like you to move to the right. Okay? So let's take a quick look at some of the ready-made analytics in Dynamics AX. So let me jump to our demo machine here. So this is Dynamics AX. How many of you have seen Dynamics AX, the new Dynamics AX? Okay, quite a few of you, great. So I'm gonna give you a quick round trip tour of these different reporting options. So you've heard of fleet management. If you go into the reservation management workspace, that is basically fleet. And these are the different experiences that you have. These are the tiles, the count tiles. So tiles are basically actionable lists. So you click here, you go to a detailed page, and then you can take action. Now, these are operational chart controls. So you've probably seen that as developers, you can model these charts, and you can model these charts using aggregate data. And aggregate data, we have a technology called column store technology. So these charts are actually real time, and it works over lots of data, right? Now, we have SSRS reports. So we have one of the things that we've done with SSRS framework is we've done a lot of investments, and you will actually see some really nice SSRS designs. So this is just an example of a report that looks really good when printed. And we have a couple of different invoice designs. So, you know, I don't know if you modified invoices in AX 2012, that was very hard to do because you wanted something that looks good. So we have a couple of different invoice designs that are included with the product. Let's look at a Power BI report. So what we've enabled is we've enabled you to actually launch Power BI reports directly from within a workspace. So here's a Power BI report that's embedded directly into the workspace. And here the idea is this is an interactive report. So this is, in this case, it's a financial report. So you actually have the ability to play with this data. And then you have multiple report tabs. So the idea is there's different views of the report that you can actually include within Dynamics AX close to your users. And not only that, you actually have the ability to launch this report in Power BI. And when you launch this report in Power BI, you're taken to Power BI. So the idea is, Power BI is the environment for doing this great stuff. We will let you pin it into Dynamics AX so that you can access it easily in a contextual fashion. But then we will let you go into Power BI, and Power BI has lots of features built in. Like, you've seen natural language analysis. So total expenses by account. Maybe I should have said by account description. So things like this, Power BI is great at this. Natural language analysis. Now, for an example, you actually have, now this is a dashboard. So the idea of a dashboard is users have the ability to move things around, add different reports into a dashboard. And when you need to, you actually have the ability to go into Power BI, and I can't create a report here, but then, if you have permissions, you can actually tweak this report. You can edit this report, save a view, which is what you like, and then you have the ability to pin it back into AX. So the idea is, as a user, I have this canvas with which I bring data from all over. I play with the data, I analyze my trends, and when I like this report, I save it. I can share it with my peers in my department, and if needed, I can also pin it back into Dynamics AX. So it's important to realize that Power BI is actually really a canvas. It's a canvas that helps you bring data from these different sources. And we certainly help you by providing a couple of different content packs or a couple of different content available through Power BI Marketplace. So if you do get data and you type Dynamics, we have three content packs right now in the Power BI Marketplace, more are coming. What we've enabled you to do as a developer or a business user is to create more and more reports using Power BI Desktop tool against AX data. And that data in the entity store, we'll talk about in a little bit, this data gets updated, so you would author reports using Power BI, and you can actually circulate these report packs within your organization. So when users go to Power BI, when they do get data, the report packs that you create within your organization will appear here. And again, users have the ability to play with this data. So this is the dashboarding functionality of Power BI. You probably knew that already. But Power BI is actually going in a very interesting direction where it enables you to understand trends within your data. So for an example, here are the data sets that I have access to. Let me go into a sample data set, and here, of course, here's the data set. I can create a report very quickly. But what I can also do is I can get insights. I can ask Power BI to browse through this data set and highlight some trends, right? So that I don't have to actually do the work of understanding trends. I don't have to actually create reports and see what trends are there. Power BI will actually help me find out some of these trends. And let's just view them. So, you know, for an example, it's found a couple of trends. And see, I can jump into this report. I can see that there's, you know, gross margin. There's a certain pattern in this. And if I want, I can actually, yes, it was helpful. I can actually start playing with this data. I can use this as a starting point. So think of Power BI as a, of course, a dashboarding mechanism. It'll give you the ability to play with the data, analyze trends. But Power BI will also help you step to the next, take the next step. It'll identify some trends. It'll start predicting trends. And it'll help you get to the next level. So let's jump back. So we talked about the Power BI step, and we briefly mentioned Entity Store. And the Entity Store, think of Entity Store as a copy of AX data that helps with analytics. So the data in the AX operational database, it's highly normalized. It's optimized for forms. It's optimized for processes. Whereas data in the Entity Store is optimized for analytics. Now, we'll see it in a little bit, but the idea is that an Entity Store gets provisioned with each instance of Dynamics AX. If you spin up a developer instance, you'll see an Entity Store database. If you spin up a production environment, Entity Store is going to be there. And what you can do is you can actually, Entity Store that comes with Dynamics AX, that gets provisioned with Dynamics AX, is used for Power BI integration. It's used for, you know, direct query, near real-time Power BI integration. Now, Power BI is obviously the first step, as we discussed, but the next step is really to feed that data, which is in the Entity Store, into Cognitive Services and Azure Machine Learning. Now, to help you get started, as we discussed, there's a couple of Power BI, there's a couple of Power BI report packs that we released. There's three in the marketplace today. In the fall release, which is coming soon, you'll see a few more. But then we will keep on investing in these Power BI content to give you that start. Of course, you know, we're not going to be able to do it all by ourselves. The partners and the ISV community is certainly coming up with their content as well. So imagine, if you will, you know, there'll be reports from Microsoft. There'll be reports focused towards verticals and sub-verticals from the partners. Yes, sir. You can. I'll show it to you in a little bit. So the question is, can you create your own entities, or is it just the AX entities that are staged in here? You can create your entities. I'll show it in a little bit. But the idea is we will give you some content to get started. We will provide content in some of the most common areas. But you can extend what we provide using Power BI, using the extension framework inside AX. Plus also, you will also have a lot of content from the customer and from the partner community. Now as IT, as developers, as implementers, you certainly have the ability to create your own content and make it appear just side by side. So with that, let's talk about Entity Store. So I think I alluded to this a little while ago. Think of Entity Store as an extensible data store which is specifically designed for analytics. Now, it brings operational data from AX, and you have the ability to combine that data with other data, your own data as well. So the Entity Store that we provision, you know, we will provision near real-time refresh. Right now it's on demand. Right now, it's on-demand refresh that you can actually schedule with the AX batch framework. But the vision is, you know, in time to come, we will just do that batch refresh for you. We will basically keep a refresh copy, which is a few minutes late at all times. So you don't have to get into and schedule batch jobs and monitor them and so on. Now, the idea in the Entity Store is that you have entities that you have defined. There are about 1,700 entities that comes out of the box. And you can extend those entities yourselves, or you can create new entities yourself. Now, whenever you create an entity in AX, you actually have the ability to stage that into the entity store. For specifically for Power BI integration, we will do even more. There is this notion of aggregate measurements. Aggregate measurement is really a star schema. So what you can do is you can model a star schema inside AX using the relationships and the entities that are built into AX. And once you define that star schema, we will actually stage that star schema, and we will auto-generate Power BI models from that star schema. Because you've created the star schema already. We will do that for you. And eventually, we'll actually start bringing AX security into that star schema as well. So the idea is you already have this rich metadata in Dynamics AX. We will light up these metadata inside Power BI without you having to go and redevelop using Power BI Desktop. But now, you know, as an AX developer, you may have defined certain set of entities. You may have defined certain star schemas. Now, as a Power user, I may not like the star schema that you created, or maybe I might want to extend that a little bit. So what I can do is actually I can go into Power BI Desktop, I can bring these entities together, and I can create my own models. So, you know, think of Entity Store as a means to empower your end users so that they don't have to come to IT for every report or every modification request. So Power BI Desktop will really work really well with Entity Store. You would create reports using Power BI Desktop, and we provide you the ability to actually migrate from dev to test to prod. We'll talk more about it in our session in the afternoon. But then the other thing is, you know, after the visualizations, after Power BI, we will also actually, you know, enable you to, well, actually I'll show you how you can feed that data in the entity store into cognitive algorithms provided by Cortana Intelligence Suite. So it's not just reporting. Now you can take this data, feed it into cognitive services, and actually you can get some recommendations out of it. And, you know, think of the future where we will also bring in IoT data into the entity store. We will let you bring in external data into the entity store so that, you know, you can actually build a data mart or a data warehouse centered around the entity store. And, you know, like I mentioned before, the entity store that is meant for Power BI integration is auto-provisioned with Dynamics AX. So if you're using Power BI, you don't have to do anything. You can use that entity store. And or we also have the ability for you to define your own database, meaning, you know, you need to bring your own data, for an example, or you want to build a data warehouse on top of a database. You can actually define your own database, and you can ask AX to export data into that database, right? So Entity Store is this this exciting feature that we've introduced. This was introduced in the May update, in the summer update. The August update, we added a lot more features, but then, of course, a lot more is coming in the future in Entity Store. So let's take a look. Before we go there, let's jump into my demo machine. So we talked about different kinds of entity stores. And let me actually start with the developer environment. Now, in my developer environment, here I've jumped into my developer machine. And then I have, you know, here's my SQL Server Management Studio. And here's, and as you know, in developer environments, all the databases are in your local machine. And so here's the AX database, and here's AXDW. A database is provisioned with Dynamics AX. So what gets populated in there? Now, if I open, before I go there, let me actually show Dynamics AX. Let's go into Let's go into Dynamics AX again. Let's see how we populate Entity Store. Right. So when you go into Dynamics AX, when you go into the Systems Administration area, you will see a new form called Entity Store. So when you launch the Entity Store, you will see several aggregate measurements. And there's a couple of aggregate measurements. Let me take this guy. And we'll see what these aggregate measurements are. But for this, for now, just think of them as star schemas, right? So what I can do is I can actually schedule refresh at this point. And I can say, you know, I can use the AX batch framework for scheduling these things. And I will, you know, I can do a recurring schedule. I'm not going to do it right now, but the idea is you can actually schedule a recurring refresh of the star schemas into the entity store. Now, imagine I had run this. What you would get is these star schemas are populated into the AX data warehouse. So for an example, this is how these star schemas get populated into AXDW. So what happens is that batch job runs, and these star schemas get populated in here. So what's up with these long names? Let's see where these names came from, right? Now, as a developer, and there's certain things that are shipped out of the box, you have the ability to model these aggregate measurements. So I'm a developer. As a developer, I've launched AX Visual Studio Tools. How many of you have seen AX Visual Studio Tools? OK, quite a few of you. Now, if you open up the analytics node, there's this notion of perspectives. So perspectives, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with AX 2009, AX 2012. We had this notion of perspectives. The idea was to expose the ERP schema in a friendly way for analytics. That's what perspectives do. So if you open up perspectives, you see these aggregate measurements. And let's just go ahead and open up this FM aggregate, you know, the thing that we refreshed. So let me just open the designer here. And what it is really a star schema that comprises of a number of measures and a set of dimensions. So you can drag and drop entities, tables, views from AX and create a star schema out here. And you can specify how they're related. In fact, if they are related inside AX, it will auto-detect these relationships, and you create this star schema. Now, what the system does is it goes, now as a developer, you would create these star schemas, you would make them available, and then as an administrator, you have the ability to refresh them so that this data is updated in the entity store, right? Now, what you can do is, since this data is populated, I can use Power BI Desktop, and I can actually author a report using direct query mode. And once I, you know, to save a little bit of time, I won't get into it. But you have the ability to author reports and using direct query mode. And then once you author these reports, and as a Power user, you could do that. Once you author these reports, of course, these reports look at the local data. Now, what you can do is when you upload these reports into LCS and deploy to production, the system will actually change the connection string so that it points to corresponding production instance. So as a user, as a business user, you would work against the local copy of your data, and the system will actually migrate that to production, and it'll start pointing to production data. So the entity store is really meant for Power BI integration. And inside the entity store, we do a lot of things like, you know, for an example, to make it easy for you to work with Power BI. For an example, we create composite keys so that you don't have to relate multiple, you know, it's very easy to relate multiple tables. We expand enumerations. We treat date fields. So we really optimize that for creating reports inside Power BI. And so we'll go more into it this afternoon. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here. But the idea is that this database gets created, and it's created with Dynamics AX. But what if you want to create your own data warehouse? What if you want to create a database on your own and export AX entities into it? So if you're doing Power BI integration, you know, you can do star schemas in AX. You can stage it, and you know, we make it very easy for Power BI integration. But what if you want to build your own data warehouse? What you can do If you go into the data management workspace, I have put a shortcut here. If you go to the data management workspace, how many of you are familiar with the data management workspace? Okay, quite a few of you. Data management workspace is basically used for importing and exporting data in and out of AX. And it helps you define jobs that will pull data out or pull data in, and it'll help you monitor these jobs. It keeps, it tells you how many records got ingested, if there are errors. It's a whole area where you actually work with data management, where you work with data ingestion. Now, what you can do is we added a new feature in the summer update, in August update, where you actually have the ability to create your own database in SQL Azure and define that database here. So for an example, I can say new and can say my database. Okay. I can say my database. And I can copy and paste the connection string. So how many of you know how to create a SQL Azure? Yes. Great. Yeah, you need to go to Azure Management Portal, copy the connection string, copy it in here, and you can hit validate, and then if there's an error, we'll tell you, all that good stuff. But after you've done this, let me just get rid of this. After you've done this, what you can do, so here I have defined a database here, and I need to actually copy and paste the password here. It's an admin screen, and then we will hide it. Now, after you define your database, what you can do is you can actually start publishing entities right here. Now, to save a little bit of time, I've already published some entities, but let's just create a few entities. So now, this is the list of entities in Dynamics AX. So, there's a lot of entities in Dynamics AX, and if I say vendor, these are all the vendor entities. Now, if you define entities in Dynamics AX, they'll show up here as well. Now, what I can do is I can actually select, say, vendor invoice header, and I can say publish to this entity store, the store that you defined just now. Not only that, I can actually tell the system, this supports incremental refresh. So we're not refreshing the entire vendor table every time. Now, what we also let you do is we'll let you define how to track the changes. So for an example, an entity could comprise of many different tables. You could say, use the primary table. Enable change tracking using primary table, meaning when the primary table changes, then there's a change. We want you to go and update the entity. Or you can say, use the entire entity. Any of the tables that comprise the entity, if that changes, you go and update that record, right? Or you can write a custom query, and really, if you want to get granular control of how it's done, you can also write a custom query, and you can say, when you run this query, if you find any records, then that's a change, go write that into the, right? So we did that. Now let's go ahead and publish. And yes, a publish job has been scheduled, and it'll take a second or two. And what will happen is, in a little bit we will see. And what it does, it goes and publishes the schema into that entity store. Now let's just take a look at the entities that got published. So here I have, there you go. It told me that it already published the entity. We also do a couple of things behind the scenes. If you want, we can actually create column store indices corresponding to this entity. If you plan to use it for BI, you probably know how column store indices work. We can actually define those things for you from here itself. So here are some of the entities that we published. And also, we will actually let you compare. And so for an example, if you made a change in the entity, 2 months later, you already have that entity published, you can actually go and compare the columns, and you can say, yes, also bring this, or don't bring this. So you actually have the ability to manage the schemas between these two databases, right? Now, once you've done that, you can go ahead and export data into it. you can go ahead and define a job that exports data into your store. So let's just do that. Let me go back into the data management area page, and let me just say export. And when I say export, let me define my export job, and the target entity format is, let me pick the database that I defined. And anyone remembers the name of the entity that we just published? Yes, vendor invoice header, great. Vendor invoice header, and I can select whether I want, okay, two, and I can say whether I want incremental push or whether I want a full push. So if you're building a data warehouse, maybe you might want to define a job that does a full push of the dimensions from time to time, but on a recurring basis, maybe the fact tables, you might want to just do incremental push, right? So let's just do an incremental push, and let's just say add entity. And now I have published this. Now I can export it, or I can create a recurring job. Let me just hit export button right now. And you know, it submits the job to the batch framework. It completed successfully. It will also show me the number of records that got exposed. Well, now what happened actually is that I said incremental refresh, and probably nothing changed because I wasn't doing anything here. So you know, let's just go and create another one for full refresh. And let's select the same database. And entity name is vendor invoice header. And let me say full push, say add entity, and let's export. So, okay, looks like there's no records in here. But I did this a little bit earlier, and here's the, it's not that one. Sorry, data management. Let's pick up a job that I ran a little bit earlier. So what it does is actually it gives me a status. So here's the status of the job, and I can actually get into execution details, and I can see how many records got changed, how many records got exported. So, you know, it's got quite a bit of diagnostic capabilities. And in case the job's failed, I can actually look at staging data. So for some reason, the vendor invoice line didn't get through. I can look at the staging table and see why that export didn't happen. So there's a little bit of troubleshooting capabilities that are built into it. The idea is that to help you actually manage exporting data into your entities. So let's see what happened. Now, what I did also was through the SQL Server Management Studio, I actually connected to that Azure database. Here's that database. And here are the tables. And so here's a sample of the data that got exported. So you know, just to show you that you have the ability to define these entities, you can actually create a fairly rich schedule for exporting this data, either incrementally or as a full push, and then this data gets exported to SQL Azure. A couple of other things, small things perhaps. You know, if you really look at these tables, you will notice that we create column store indices, as I mentioned. So you can actually point Power BI at it. The column store indices give you the ability to actually create direct query Power BI reports if you want to. So a real quick demo of the two versions of Entity Store. Now let's try to understand this in a little bit more detail, or let me recap. So when we say Entity Store, we mean Power BI integration. So if you want Power BI integration, there is an entity store provided with Dynamics AX. And you know, it's actually really used for, you can use it for direct query Power BI content. Meaning, you know, the entity store is optimized for direct query. So you can actually write Power BI reports that execute directly on the entity store. It can handle that. Also, the out-of-the-box scenarios that we ship, out-of-the-box Cortana intelligence scenarios that we ship, use the entity store that's provisioned with AX. And certainly the ISV solutions that we will enable in the future will use that. But if you want to bring your own database, say for an example, you want to build a data mart, you want to build a data warehouse using AX data, you can bring your own database. And there the scenario is you can actually combine that data with other data. And you can use the data in the entity store with Cortana Intelligence Suite yourself. And you get T-SQL access to your own database because that's your own database. And you have the ability to go and change schema. You can pretty much use it the way you use SQL databases. So this is a quick comparison between entity store and bring your own database options. And with that, so we brought data out of AX. We brought data either for Power BI integration or for Cortana Intelligence Suite. We brought it out of AX. Now let's see how you use cognitive services, right? Has anyone heard of cognitive services? Great, quite a few of you. So let's see a quick demo of using cognitive services. Now, jump into my demo machine again. So this is Microsoft Cognitive Services. This is the Cognitive Services website. And what's cool about this website is it actually has a couple of examples right here. You can play with it, right? So for an example, this is a face, you know, this algorithm actually detects your expressions. So you can, you know, for an example, if I choose this picture, let me make this a little bigger. So what the system did was it looked at this picture, it analyzed it, and it identified the sentiment. Is this child angry? Not so much. Is this child surprised? Yes. Because, you know, this 0.9, the element of surprise is 0.9%. Whereas contempt or disgust, it's few. So the system is able to look at this image and analyze your sentiment. And, you know, you can upload your own picture if you like and see, I'm not brave enough to do that, but, you know, so the idea here is this is an example of a cognitive algorithm. It, you know, it will, when you upload a picture, it will analyze the sentiment of that picture and it'll tell you what this person is feeling. There are many algorithms like that. And for an example, there are algorithms that can actually, you know, that are used by Bing. There are algorithms that, you know, for an example, recognize if you can upload a picture and it'll say it's a, you know, it's a 30-year-old male. How many of you uploaded your pictures to find out how old you were? You know, a couple of months ago, there was this thing, how old am I? So what we really did was we wanted to actually get a large sample of images and we wanted to analyze and see, you know, we wanted to develop our algorithm and we wanted to perfect it so that we are able to predict. Now that we've perfected it, then thank you very much for trying the algorithm, we've offered that as a service that you can actually consume. Let's actually see some fun things that you can actually very easily do. Let's go into text analytics. So text analytics is a very powerful set of algorithms, and what it does is it actually does three things. When you type some text, it can identify the language that this text is in. It can identify the key phrases or the entities in there, right? and it can understand the sentiment. So for an example, if I say, how was breakfast today? What do you think was the breakfast like? Was it good, bad? Okay, looks like you didn't, okay. It's great. I went to Starbucks, right? So, yeah, I guess it wasn't great. So the sentiment is, it's a little red. It's 39%. If it's 100%, that means it's good. If it's 39%, not so great. And breakfast, yeah, and you went to Starbucks, right? So the system was able to identify the key words that are in that piece of text that you typed. So think of an example of how you could use this. Like, you know, IT help desk. You probably get a lot of, you know, love from your users, and maybe they submit a survey, and you get a lot of text saying, hey, you know, this, yada, yada, this happened. So you can paste it here, and the system can actually identify the keywords. Like, what is this topic that they're talking about? Are they unhappy with email, or, you know, are they unhappy with something else? And what's the sentiment? Are they happy? Are they angry? In which case, you probably need to look at it. So what I did was I actually asked, what you can also do is very easily, you can actually integrate these algorithms into your own programs. So what I did was I actually downloaded some data in case management, this sample data in case management in Entity Store. I copied it into an Excel spreadsheet. So here, to make it easier, I just got the case ID and the remark. So this is obviously about a sample data about, you know, some event that happened. And then these were the comments that people typed in. Now what we did was we actually wrote a little Excel function, right? And that Excel function is, I did it earlier, so let me actually copy this function, my sentiment analysis. And let's copy this. Okay, that copy didn't work. Let's do a paste. And this is B2, yes. No, sorry. It takes a little while. It talks to the web service. And here, it got the sentiment. Seems to be a little problem. Here you go. So we wrote a little Excel function to talk to that web service and send this, I guess I don't need this, and send this sentiment, and then it told me what the sentiment was. So let's just go and color it so that, there you go. There seems to be some problem here. So, box lunches weren't the best, you know, loved the experience, food was very good. So the idea is that I have a small problem in the formula. It's not showing the, V2. Oh, there you go. Takes a little while. There you go. That's more like it. So the idea here is that, you know, it was able to analyze the sentiment. And in this function, what I really did was this function calls that web service, and it passes this B2 cell, and it gets the result back, and it puts it here. So it's not that hard to actually consume that algorithm, which is pre-built, and I've used a free subscription. I didn't pay anything because there's, you know, there are free tiers that you can use, and I used this function within Excel. Now, of course, I'm not gonna do this right now. But then similarly, you know, you could write an Excel function to extract the keywords out of this text. So here's another example where I, you know, we extracted some of the keywords out of that. So that way you can perhaps route it to the right people. You can sort it by the keywords and you can assign the right people to it so that they know what they're getting at. So simple example of using keywords, using a cognitive algorithm that shows keywords. Now, let's see what we actually ship in the product. So you understand the cognitive algorithms. They're ready-made algorithms. You can feed any data into it. Probably you can write a small script to do that. But what we've done is we've actually used the product recommendations cognitive service inside Dynamics AX, and we'll see that in action. So let me jump back. So here's the point of sale, retail point of sale. And what we've done is, you've probably seen this demo earlier, but let me just go into how this works behind the scenes. So this is the point of sale. Imagine that you're a retail point of sale person or a cashier in a shop. Or we also have the same version in the web front end of Dynamics Retail. And what it does is you go in, when you enter a transaction, let's just enter a product, 28, and oops. Okay, it timed me out. Let me log in. So we have the same thing in the retail, the storefront end. This is, of course, the point of sale. And let me actually add a product. So our cart is empty. Let me add a product. Now, what happens here is when I add this product, let me select the product, and there you go. What it did was it actually sent this product to the recommendations algorithm, and then the recommendations algorithm was able to send us the results back saying this person might be also interested in these other products. So let's try to add another product. Let's just add this product. So let me click this and add one of these to the cart. And as you can tell, I'm not very familiar with how retail works. But the idea is that these recommendations will now, the recommendations algorithm will supposed to do it shortly. But the idea is, depending on what's in the basket, the retail recommendations, our front end, will talk to the recommendations APIs, and it'll try to get the recommendations back, and it'll show it to the user. So fundamentally, what we've done here is, at a system level, we look at the basket that is taking shape, and then we send that basket to the recommendation service. We read it back from the service, and we display it to the user. Now, of course, you're familiar with Amazon. You probably buy from Amazon, and when you go to Amazon, you see these recommendations all the time. But, of course, Amazon has an army of data scientists and engineers working on that algorithm. So what we've done through cognitive services is we have an army of engineers working on the recommendation algorithm, too. But what we've done is we've provided that algorithm to you so that you have the ability to consume that in your applications. And that's exactly what we have done. As Dynamics AX, we've built in the recommendations algorithm into the product, just the same way that you could. So let's take a look at how we've done it. So we talked about the entity store. So the data is stored in the entity store. In fact, in this case, retail recommendations, we use the entity store that comes with Dynamics AX. And the entities get staged in the entity store. And what we do is, instead of giving it to Power BI, we actually feed it to Cognitive Services. And Cognitive Services is a web-based service. So in order to orchestrate data, in order to send data from, imagine our retail solution being used by many, many cashiers. We have stores that are very, very large. So imagine, if you will, there are so many transactions that are happening. You need to be able to open connections to cognitive services, send the data, and get it back. So you need some kind of a pipeline that can actually handle that kind of scale. And it can scale as required. That's why we use Data Factory. So Data Factory is a mechanism with which you can actually marshal large amounts of data. Well, in this case, the amount of data that you send at a time is fairly small, but then you have so many threads going at it. So we use Azure Data Factory, and the data is sent to cognitive services, and the recommendations are exposed in the point of sale client. So this solution is, of course, a little bit more complicated than the one we saw in Excel, but the idea is that it's the same set of services. It's just that depending on the solution, you have the ability to scale. Now, so we talked about Data Factory, we talked about cognitive services. Cortana Intelligence Suite is actually a collection of a large number of these tools and technologies. And it's a suite of tools that is actually designed to ingest not only ERP data, but also data from devices and sensors. So as you can imagine, there are different ingestion technologies that are defined for these things. Like, for an example, if you're working with sensors and devices, then you need an event hub that will connect these sensors to a large storage scheme like a data lake. Data lake is a great store if you have lots of sensor data coming in. We have customers, we have ISVs who work with smart meter data. So imagine you have 300,000-400,000 households that are sending meter readings every 15 minutes into so an event hub is collecting all that data. It's listening to all those meters and feeding it into a data lake. Now, once you feed it into a data lake, you would obviously need, there are certain things that you can do right away. For an example, a meter reading could be wrong. The meter could be broken. So you can run some algorithms, you can identify anomalies, and you can isolate those meters that are at fault. And then for meters that are correct, you can actually feed it into these compute mechanisms. Maybe you can use Hadoop, maybe you can use Stream Analytics to do things as they come in. So my point is to let you know that Cortana Intelligence Suite is a comprehensive set of tools that will help you to design production quality solutions. But of course, starting with cognitive services, you have the ability to try these algorithms that are pre-built, that are curated by Microsoft, without having to invest in all these technologies up front. Now, what you will realize is that when you start using cognitive services, you will get to a certain level of maturity where you do realize that these algorithms aren't accurate enough for your use. I mean, it might work out great for facial recognition, it might work out great for product recommendations, but when you think about, when you're if you're a ISV or if you're a customer who's very deep into machine learning, you see the value, you will realize that now you need to invest a little bit more. So from cognitive services, perhaps you will go and start building machine learning models using Azure ML Studio, maybe you will start hiring data scientists. So you keep in mind that there is a suite of tools that will take you from step one in your journey all the way to sort of advanced usage of machine learning. We have a couple of customers. We actually have a lot of customers who are very excited, who are actually trying pilot projects, and I would encourage you to do so. Start some pilot projects, use Entity Store. We have some very interesting customers. JJ Foods is in the distribution business. So they have all these trucks that take food from, and usually when you talk about food, sometimes it's fish, sometimes it's meats, it's perishable, sometimes it's milk. So state regulations, they're in the UK. The UK government requires that you monitor the temperature, that you assure that the temperature never dropped in transit while you were taking it out. So they have these sensors in their trucks that basically monitor the temperature. And that temperature is fed back into their system so that if there was a problem, if there's a fluctuation in the temperature, they knew the exact stock that went out so that they could recall or they could take preventative action. So we have some very interesting customers, and the net result was, you know, they were able to improve their sales. They were improved to satisfy, you know, they were working with their customers, and they were able to improve their cart sizes by up to about 2%. Now, it may not seem much, 2%, but then when you look at the market that they're in, it's a hyper-competitive market. You know, they were extremely happy with this outcome. So we've talked about a lot of stuff, and here's a couple of things that you can try at home. And the Dynamics AX Wiki will actually walk you through modeling entities and aggregate measurements. So, you know, getting data out. And the blog has some articles about the different versions of Entity Store and a quick overview of the functionality. Take a look at the blog. And of course, the Cognitive Services website will give you some understanding of the different algorithms that you have. There are a couple of related sessions. I kept on talking about the Power BI session, which is at 2 o'clock. In that Power BI session, we'll go deeper into Power BI integration. But if you want to understand the integration scenarios in detail, there's a great session, you know, again later today after the Power BI session. Tomorrow I have a theater session where we will go a little bit deeper into the Entity Store. So with that, we have a few minutes for questions. Yes, sir. Great question. Yeah, so that's a great question. So let me repeat the question. Yes, we can take data out of AX. Yes, let's say you use cognitive services, you work on that data. How do you write it back? A couple of different ways. Specifically with the recommendations example that we do, we actually use SOAP services to write it back. We don't use OData. But yes, you could use OData, or you could use DIXF. It really depends on how you want to transfer. If you want to do a batch transfer, you would use DIXF. Now, even the recommendations example, actually, you might want to use batch in cases where, for an example, you don't want to online query the services. Because what if the connection is broken? What if your store is working on an offline mode? So what you might do is to take recommendations, store that, and then ingest that as a file, and then use that in a... So, I mean, depending on the scenario, you could use different techniques. But yes, DIXF, OData, SOAP services. Okay. There was a question. Yes, sir. Yes.
Is Power BI licensing included in Dynamics AX licenses, or is that separate?
So is Power BI licenses included with Dynamics AX? So our licensing guide talks about it. So in short, every enterprise user license in Dynamics AX gets you a Power BI Pro license. There's another flavor of Power BI that we are integrating into AX that's included for all. That's called Embedded Power BI. You don't have that appear in the product yet. It's coming soon. Yes, sir. So the question is, could you use you know, Cortana intelligence or the cognitive algorithms, sentiment analysis, to maybe take a pre, maybe look at the customer's help desk conversation. Yeah, I think it can. So there's probably two ways you can approach that problem. One is if you want to do an analysis post the conversation. After the conversation, if you want to look at the logs, and then yes, that can be easily done. But if you want to do it while the conversation is happening, yeah, then there's also another thing called LUIS, language, natural language understanding APIs. So you can do that as well. But yeah, there's different ways of doing it. Yes, you can. Good question. Anything else? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to stick around in case you have any questions. And later today, I'm going to be at our expo booth as well. So thank you very much. Please, yeah, submit, because we take your comments very seriously. And if there's anything that you would like to see in future sessions or anything we should do differently, please let us know. Thank you.